Travis, what are her options in terms of suing Match.com?
Well, unfortunately for her, there's not too many options because it's very unlikely Match.com can be held liable for this, for the conduct of one of its users that occurs outside of its of the actual use of the website.
Yeah, so they don't have any responsibility whatsoever to, you know, when they're setting up these profiles, to do any kind of a background check on people. Just anybody can go in there. I guess the same as if you met somebody in a bar, the owner of the bar would not be under any, you know, any responsibility or not have any responsibility to screen the people who come in case they had some kind of criminal background.
Right, and that's the exact argument that these websites would make is, how far do you want to take this and how much responsibility do you want to give to me when these services are effectively free? You know, possibly there's a spot in the marketplace for a dating website that does just that and provides some type of guarantee of security. Match.com and the more popular ones, in their terms of service, expressly say, do your own due diligence and research these guys before you go out with them.
Now, you say terms of service. That's that thing that's 400 pages long that nobody reads and they just click I agree.
That's basically it. When you sign up for your own account, you do agree to those terms. And most courts, if you know, when you sign up, you have to click that you've read them and that you acknowledge them. Guess what? You're stuck with them.
Well, and isn't that the problem? Is that, you know, when it comes to this, when it comes to so many things, like, you know, I mean, here's a maybe an extreme or out of left field example, but when people join a homeowners association, nobody reads that whole agreement, and then when something weird happens to them down the line, they go, "Well, what happened?" And then they go, "Well, look at what you signed."
Exactly right, and hopefully you're not trying to talk me out of a line of business there, Scott. But yeah, that's exactly
maybe
how it works. And with regard to these sites, no amount of safeguards can eliminate the risk of evil people. And you know, some people, if they have these evil intentions, will do this. Facebook has faced similar issues with regard to stalking children, for example. Mm-hmm. And even in that tragic of a situation, the courts have held that Facebook and MySpace aren't liable for these acts.
Travis Crabtree is an internet law expert at Looper, Reed & McGraw. Thanks so much. 953, Your Money, next.